I understand that you and your colleagues analysed 10 top guitarist lists from Rolling Stone to Guitar World. Can you tell us who were the top contenders of first, second through to third place on these lists?
Well, Jimi Hendrix ranked number one by a huge margin. He was the first place on 9 out of the 10 lists.
Mm.
And Jimmy Page and Eric Clapton sort of vied for second place on most of the lists.
Right,
Jimmy
right.
Page coming out ahead. In the final countdown.
Sure. And what women did you see on these lists, if any?
Well, there were some women on the list, but certainly not in any of the top 10. Joni Mitchell was the highest ranked woman on one of the Rolling Stones list, I think it was.
Mm.
Bonnie Raitt was on the list.
Right, right.
But way down, like 89 she was on the Rolling Stones list.
Right, and...
Yeah, there were a few others, Susan Tedeschi and Orianti, but they were very high in the... Very high numbers in the ranking.
Right, and there's no denying that extremely talented female guitarists are not in short supply. In your opinion, which female guitarists belong on these lists?
Well, when you're asking who's the best guitar player in the world, the other things that I noticed in this list is all the lists are focused on rock and blues, and they're not looking at outside that genre.
Mm.
As soon as you look outside that genre, you find some really amazing female guitar players. I would rank Anna Vidovic, Russian classical guitar player, as one of the best guitar players in the world.
Right, and numbers are actually increasing for women taking up guitar, with Fender suggesting that 50% of new guitar players are women. Why do you think there has been a swell in more women taking up guitar?
Well, there was an article in, I think it was Guitar World magazine, just recently, last year or maybe 2 years ago, that stated that Taylor Swift was a massive influence on girls taking up the guitar. Now, whether they were taking up the guitar, well, they actually cited that Taylor Swift is the new Eddie Van Halen, was their quote.
Wow, okay.
So the purpose of that quote was that Eddie Van Halen caused lots of people to take up the guitar, young boys, and Taylor Swift is now causing young girls to take up the guitar. But I think it's for different reasons.
Right, right. And what other factors would you say are influencing these lists? Why are we seeing kind of this bias?
Oh, I think the biggest factor would be who's making up these lists.
Sure,
so
yeah.
The people that publish these lists tend to be, like we said, Rolling Stone magazine and Guitar World magazine. So these are people that have already got I hate to use the word bias, but I guess it is. It's a bias that the genre that they're marketing towards is heavily rock and blues focused. So that's, even though they're getting panels of people to come in and create the list and that sort of thing, there's still that sort of bias.
So maybe if we had a proliferation of more lists that across multiple genres, because I feel like lots of women guitarists get labelled as singer-songwriters as opposed to...
Absolutely, yeah. And that's one of the things. I mean, I don't know how many people would go to a Taylor Swift concert to watch her guitar prowess compared to a Eddie Van Halen concert.
Sure, sure, yeah. And just lastly, what role does music education play in all of this?
Well, that's a huge question. That's the focus of my research.
Mm.
Well, what I can tell you is that the music education faculty at higher education institutions, at universities, are not biasing male students in any way. There's no issue there. In fact, some of the institutions are trying to get a male-female 50% quota. So that's not the issue. Obviously, if there is an issue to be talked about, it's not even in the education system. The high schools, it's cultural and social.
Mm. Right, so we do need to reassess our cultural and social kind of views. Mm. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for your time on the show. It has been a pleasure.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
And have a good day.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.